WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
WHCMN.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
WHCMN. Repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey 8, Echo Ocean, East Lansing.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KBAOE. KBAOE.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is 58, RFC.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Any WCB, any WCB. This is KYNU. KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Your long weekend has started. Hopefully things went well today. We got a message from one of your co-workers there. Wants to go to Clinton. How did things go today at work?
It was busy. It was call-to-call busy. Flavor of what summer's going to be like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it, and it was, you know, kind of a cooler day today. Like you say, ACP was as we approached Memorial Day and more high school graduations, school, and how things are going to go. Definitely faster speed though.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your guys' day? How are you guys feeling?
Well, for me, I'm starting to turn the corner, I think, a little bit. I won't go on. I think we get the whole lot. I'm feeling pretty good. It's a lot better than I did the last time I did it, so I'm happy for that. Mom is still coughing. I think she's doing a little bit better. I think she's on the downslide, but I'm still, coughing in the congestion of that.
Well, hopefully you guys get 100% here and kick that stuff, because it's no fun, for sure. Just talking to one of the EMTs just before I left, and they were saying that they had whatever you guys had and or something similar, and they were saying it was just miserable and just absolutely horrible.
Well, that sounds like what we got. That's how to describe it. Miserable. I'd like to say, it seems like it just kind of hangs on, and thankfully it's one of those where you just, cough it up, blow your nose, and clear your throat, and that kind of thing. That's been us pretty much the way through it. That's why we haven't talked to you to the doctor or anything, or urgent care, because, it's coming up, and fever breaks during the day for me, and it comes back at night, and thankfully I think I'm clear that mom hasn't had those problems. She's had a little bit different, but still just the lingering effect.
Well, just take it easy as much as you can, and try to rest as much as you can, and keep those meds going, and chicken noodle soup, and hopefully that'll help you feel better.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. My outdoor work is done this week, so I'm happy about that one. I'm going to kick back over the weekend and relax a little bit. Maybe enjoy some radio one or two of the days.
Sounds like a plan. Heard you check in Wayne County last night. I thought I missed it, and then I was sitting there in the room, we're trying to unwind, and I'm like, wait a minute, their net's still going. It just started. I'm going to check in.
Yeah, your signal was loud and clear to the repeater full quieting. So thankfully from the storm there, you had a week or so ago, and then you didn't, like say, you didn't have any damage or anything to that effect. The antenna or some kind of. Well, you sounded good. I don't think I got in the first time. I've not been covered. So I checked in at the very end, but thankfully you were able to get in.
Yeah, the first time it was complete garble, but the second time wasn't too bad.
That's good. Interesting how a few minutes changes things and the different positioning in the room there kind of helped. So I'm glad. It was a good match. Lots of check-ins there, and good information there from the set, some of the other activities that they're doing down there.
Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which is good. And I was talking to Max today, and he should have all the scores from the set here posted either tomorrow or Monday.
Oh, okay, well, we'll be anxious to see how things go, how everybody scores. Like I say, it seemed like it was very well, a lot of participation within our group and then also with the receivers here. So, I'll be interested to see the results, and again, just a lot of good pictures there on the Michigan Oscom Facebook page, too, at AWPP.
Hey, yeah, there's a lot of good pictures, a lot of good activity, and it was good thinking on the planning part of it. I think everything went really well, and looking forward to the fall and getting that one, that set taken care of, and some more training up here.
Yeah, there's always room for more training and improvements and, honing skills and seeing what works and communicating in that. I definitely just look forward to it there. Definitely.
Yeah, and hopefully get this Windlink training going, and That should be fun. Just waiting on the word. So once I hear, we'll get that going too.
Yes, absolutely. And the contact person we had, they're very strong in the wind leak, and they'll learn a lot from them. So I'm glad you got hooked up on that end. I think they'll do a good job, and like I say, I think it'll be very beneficial.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure, and there's a lot of good interest in it, so it'll be useful, on both ends, and should be fun, should be a lot of fun to learn, so get that going, and we'll try to figure out something else in training, but I think it's pretty good. Like I said, on the set, the two four teams were filled out really well, and a lot of good activity. So.
Still, that's part of it, the out online. like doing a lot of these things electronically.
No, I appreciate you doing the DMR part of it. That helped out. The last thing that I had to do was maintain it. I think, like I said, everybody covered something, and it worked out really well, for sure. And hopefully get some more participation and more activity, and keep people being active. I think that's the big thing, is being active and having the appropriate training. And in the 911 world, you train and prepare and hope that you never have to use it.
Ain't that the truth? Like you say, sometimes you think some of the training is, mundane or silly or whatever, but like you say, you hope you never have to use it, but before you ever you do, you wanna be prepared. And this organization and lack of communication and just a lot of various things that you can get on the feet real quick. So it's good help. And like I say, keep people busy, keep them active, hope to begin to stop in the news.
Yeah, and it sparks interest when you're active, and a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater, and when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings attention to the hobby, and it's people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby, and you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good. So pretty cool.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this year, in fact, more activity on it, and I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me, and I heard talking to a couple of people, is the TMR side is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the TMR, and I guess a little surprised. I think you have your radio, maybe there's the others that are out there as well. That is one of the things that I'm a little bit surprised at.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like, there'll be sometimes where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be quiet. It's good. It's nice to have. The system is microwave based. They're backed up, so the chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
Like I say, it's a good signal. You don't have any interference, any popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. You don't have people that are covering each other. That's kind of a nice thing. And like I say, the system is very very good system.
And I can be in the middle of the store and still hit the repeater and still have perfect coverage. Whereas analog, depends on the repeater. It depends on what store you're in and, you know, what time of day and what's going on.
Yeah, yes, I agree there. Definitely try to figure out what store it is, you know, or getting used to things. And, you know, maybe I'll turn on every year where there's activity or if I, you know, if they need to transmit or anything. That type of thing. I've used it a couple of times out. I usually don't take that radio off very much, but a couple times I have.
I carry, if I'm out in the northern end of the county, not so much now because of, you know, the repairs have been done to our repeater, before the, you know, the remote sites were put in up in Richmond and stuff, I would carry my EMR radio because I know if I can't hit the repeater from up north up to the north end of the county, I can hit it on DMR, but now that, obviously that's changed. That's a lot different now. But it is pretty cool. It is pretty neat to see.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, you can if you drive further north from the repeater, you don't have some of the interference.
I run it on mid power, so I don't run it on the full power. But for running mid power, it's not bad. I mean, like I said, this repeater system is a strong repeater now and good system. A lot of good stuff and definitely cool. I'm definitely appreciative of the work that's been put into it and definitely notice the difference. And if I'm out in Shelby, I'd have to, I'd end up turning it up to, full power or whatever. It just depends on what area in the township I'm in. But outside of that, I just run it mid power.
NHBTV, I think that's good there. And like I say, your signal definitely produced that in that way. And by the way, how are you enjoying your new radio? I think it's feeling better there to see it. I'd definitely be interested in seeing that radio.
I really like it. Now that I've gotten used to it and played with it more, I like it. It's nice. I think I'm gonna have to get an external speaker because the speaker system that's built into the radio is not real good. But they do it to where you can put external speakers in it, and it's kind of like your dispatch consoles where you got select and then you're unselect, and so you can listen to both channels or you can listen to one channel or whatever. And then they got like what's pretty neat and what's really cool is like if the National Weather Service puts something out like a bulletin, it'll actually stop on their channel and pick up their bulletin and then go back to scanning.
Wow, that is a nice radio. That sounds like again some nice features and again, having something similar like the Motorola, whatever they call the Subcoms or whatever, to have the select, unselect, and be able to, to adjust. that's a neat feature to it. I like how that's set up. I'm glad. I mean, let's say, with me probably being sick and being cold out there in the last bag, you guys were cold, and I didn't want guys to get worse or, get cold or whatever. Definitely interested in seeing that radio there the next time.
Yeah, looking forward to showing you. I still haven't hooked it up to the battery. I'm still running off the plug, and everything seems to be running really good. So we'll see. I'm probably going to hook it to the battery once I get a little bit of free time. I just have to figure out how to run it through the firewall into the engine compartment.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs, again, where planning is a big thing. You definitely want to hook it up right, and what point the firewall you're going to put it through, and everything is safe, the wiring is safe, and there's not any sparks or shorts or anything like that, so you can set things up. But as long as it's working that way, hey, in a second, do not... Definitely,
yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind and get ready for the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys got to put up with me. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, definitely reach out and let us know. And then I think the kids are going to call Grandma here in a little bit, wish her a happy birthday. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll hopefully hear you on the net and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan, indeed. Yes, good conversation. Thanks for the ride along there tonight. The next three for you. But, stay warm tonight. Definitely a freeze warning, I guess. Soft advisory something tonight. But, stay warm, and we'll be looking forward to the net. But, tell everyone hello, and Grandma will be expecting, we look forward to hearing from the kids for her happy birthday. But, anyway, 73 is an 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk to you again down the page. NAWCB is clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
All stations, this is K8YNU. The Macomb County ERPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
This is.
WAYRC Mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Okay.